Hello, and welcome to another exciting edition of a podcast with the International Membership and Expansion Committee. Today, we're going to be talking about chapter environment and the culture in our chapter. And with me today are some of our members from the International Membership and Expansion Committee, and we'll take just a moment to have them introduce themselves. Daphne?
Hi, I'm Daphne Cagle from California, and I am one of the Southwest reps for the Membership and Expansion Committee.
Thank you, Daphne. Gita.
I'm the European member on this committee, and I'm Gita Franke-Zöllmer, and I'm the state president of Germany.
Thank you, Gita. Becky.
Hi, I'm Becky Johnen from the Alpha Beta chapter in Pennsylvania, and I'm the Northeast representative to the committee.
Thank you, Becky. Karen.
Hello, I'm Karen Walton. I'm the Southeast representative for the International Membership and Expansion Committee.
Thank you, Karen. And Patty.
Hi, I'm Patty Belknap. I'm from Texas, and I am the other Southwest region rep for this committee. Have you ever stopped to think that your chapter environment affects whether your members stay in your chapter or choose to resign their membership? When members resign, they are sent from International a dropped member survey, if International has their email address. When those members respond, they give their reasons as to why they are choosing to leave their chapter. Reasons like inflexible meeting times, reasons like distance too far from where they live, reasons like members not being very kind. And that is one of the main reasons our members leave. If you look around your chapter, many of you will see cliques, that the same people always sit together. And if you try to sit with them and engage them, they don't really talk to you. Does your chapter have a greeter? Or do you walk in and sometimes wonder if anybody even noticed that you came to a meeting? Do you come and all your chapter does is socialize? They don't work on important projects for your community or for the world, nor do they have meaningful and relevant programs. Do they only talk about retired teacher information? And perhaps you're an actual working educator. And so you don't really feel a place within this chapter. Chapter environment is the one thing that we have 100% control of. It is our responsibility as a chapter member, and especially as a chapter leader, to really look at the environment of your chapter. Think about the things that you can control. Maybe you can't control how many members you have at this moment. Maybe you can't control that some of your members are ill and are not attending. But you can control how the members that attend your meetings are treated, the program information they receive, and the projects that they work on.
Well, Patty just said that the culture in the chapters is one thing we have control over. And that means that the culture of a chapter is built by its leaders. And, in DKG, almost all our leaders are already leaders in other situations. They are leaders in their classroom, in their school, in their community, or they are the chairs of a music group, a sports club, or anything else. But in DKG, you have to show your qualities as a leader. And leaders, from our understanding, they have certain values and convictions, and they live up to their function as a role model. So basically, leadership describes the competence to inspire and motivate people with their own vision and the willingness to achieve real change. Change is one that we need. So for leaders, it is important to reach new goals together with the members in their chapters. And thereby, they don't delegate, but they try to mobilize the members to become active themselves and so exploit their full potential. Now, chapter leaders promote and responsible for a diverse environment. Everyone has a seat at the table and her voice is heard. And everyone has to feel important. So as a leader in your chapter, you are responsible for this environment. And communication and active listening are principles of successful leadership. So only thus you become one of your or you become aware of your members' needs and wishes. And these are the basis for your action, as Patty already said, for your projects and what you are going to do and how you behave and how you look at new members, especially at new members or young members, and try to find out what their needs are. So, and you as a role model should always be willing to leave old structures behind and treading new grounds. So if you do that, we are sure that the culture will be very well accepted by your members and nobody would like to leave the chapter.
Yeah, as we heard Gita say, it is the leader that builds and drives a great culture. However, it's the members that bring that culture to life. And they can do that primarily through the behavior. We heard Patty talk about, are members kind? You know, kindness is something we all hope that we get from other people. And that's so important within each chapter. So our members need to be kind. Are we helpful? Particularly to new or reinstated members. Do we communicate with each other? You know, Patty's example of coming into a meeting and walking in and maybe not even being noticed, you know, simply saying hello and how are you when a member enters a meeting is very important. Are we respectful of each other as a person, our thoughts, everything? And how open-minded are we to what every member brings to the chapter? As Gita said, everyone's voice needs to be heard. And it's important that we can do that through the various characteristics of our behavior. So if kindness and communication lead the way, the members will build that culture that the leader has worked so hard to create.
The atmosphere of our chapters is the main thing that we really control. From the very first time that any member walks through the door, they should feel welcome. One of my first jobs in my chapter was to be the greeter. I was the permanent greeter. We met on Saturday morning. I had a little red basket filled with chocolate. As each member would walk in, I would greet them by name and offer them chocolate. They all learned to love me because I had the chocolate, but I also learned everyone's name. If you're members do not wear name tags, at least get something that everybody's got their name tag. Some of us have got our names on our pins, but others just use a permanent name tag system where, you know, it's just made in a little plastic name tag. Even the sticky ones are cute, but everyone should know everyone's name. And make sure that you're always being positive. You might not like what someone just said in a discussion, but if you start making a face, trying to get the people that are sitting on either side of you to agree that that was horrible, what are you doing? That is not the way a Delta Kappa Gamma member acts. That's not the way we should act at any time. We are all respected educators. That's why we've been invited to Delta Kappa Gamma. And whether we are educating in a classroom, whether we know everyone because the chapter is made up of most of the people we work with, it does not matter. This is a different situation and we treat it differently. We also have to feel very, very inclusive. I spoke earlier about the cliques, and they are there. As a chapter president, I stood up and realized that the same people sat with the same people every single time. I got colored popsicle sticks. I got colored M&Ms. I got Skittles. I got Starburst. Whatever I could do to break up the groups. And so the greeters, besides saying good morning or good afternoon, would hand each person that walked in a different color. That meant that's where they sat at that for that meeting. And you know what? They all got to know each other that way. And the cliques stopped. And the new people and the people that had been reinstated because they'd been gone several years, now all of a sudden knew everybody. When we know each other and trust each other, we work together as a team. And that is extremely important. Because then your members feel valued. They feel like they can make a comment. And maybe it's not what everyone agrees upon, but they were able to say what they thought. And make sure that your meetings are a balance between social and service. Social is a lot of fun. Our Christmas parties are known far and wide in my area for the kind of fun we have and the fact that Patty is always going to steal the best Santa ornament. However, we also work very hard to do service work, to go to homeless shelters, to make birthday boxes for children that are in shelters, to do the various things that we do. So there can always be a balance. And service can actually be a lot of fun. We are finding that a lot of our younger members don't care so much about the luncheons and the teas and all of that. They want to work on a project that is meaningful and that matters in their community or their school or in the world.
Patty, I appreciated your comment about the greeters. And I think a great way to make our newest members to the chapter feel comfortable is by having them serve as a greeter with a mm-hmm. veteran chapter member, because then everybody will get to know them as they will get to know everyone in the chapter. Yeah. So I think that's a wonderful way of helping not only them, but creating that overall great atmosphere.
Some strategies for positive chapter environment would be to survey the best days and times for your meetings. And those days and times may have to vary to meet the needs of your chapter members. Survey members on interests for programs. Give everyone an opportunity to be engaged and help them to take part in all activities that you plan so that they will feel that they are a part of the chapter and that their ideas and thoughts are worthy. And as Patty mentioned about social activities, we must try to, in our chapters, determine the tolerance of social activities. Not everyone likes to have a party, but maybe they want to spend a little bit more time on chapter projects. Make your projects and your activities meaningful. Have joint meetings with other chapters. Highlight what's going on in the community that your chapter is doing and involved in. And show all of the talents and expertise that you have in your chapters. And that makes everyone feel welcome. Also, a good way to keep your chapter environment positive would be communication. How are you communicating with your chapter members? Sometimes the best way that you think is not their best way. So try different ways to communicate. You can reach your members by text, email, Facebook, sending out note cards for that personal experience. Call members sometimes and check on them. All of those ways keep our members in the loop, and that's important. To keep members in the loop before and after meetings. Also, a good way to communicate and make members feel welcome and keep your chapter flowing is to recognize birthdays and accomplishments of your members. Remember, we have a lot of members that have made great accomplishments. So in order for us to have positive chapter environment, we have to role model those behaviors so that our members will be able to accept positive environments. Having a positive chapter environment allows for greater opportunity for personal and professional growth.
Really interesting, Karen. Really great ideas. Now, one of the things is to start from the very beginning of someone's association with DKG to make them feel welcome. And I'm going to talk about some ways of getting these members involved. You start from the beginning, not when they become a member, but when they actually come to something. Membership engagement starts when people come to visit your chapter and you start getting to know them a little bit. Someone has invited a guest to come to your chapter that might be a prospective member. And you want to make sure that you start knowing about their interests and anything about them. And you want to get them involved in the chapter right away. That does not include making them president of your chapter the second they have come to join your chapter. But you do want to get them involved in some way gradually. And some of the ways is getting to know them, finding out their interests, and finding out, having them serve perhaps on a committee. You know, find out what their interests are. Are they interested in legislation? Maybe they want to be on a committee that deals with legislation and come find out about that and find out what your chapter does. Perhaps they're interested in literacy. Does your chapter have a literacy project that a prospective member and then a new member can get involved in as a way to help your chapter? Or maybe they want a community involvement project that they want to get involved in. So get them involved as soon as possible. You want them to participate in whatever the chapter is doing. We know that if people are not missed, like some of the earlier speakers said, if people are not missed and nobody notices that they're there, then suddenly they're not coming, and then they could easily lose contact with DKG. So you want to find them a reason for being there at the chapter meeting and something they can participate in. One of the ways to get them to participate is in your meaningful projects. Whatever the projects are that your chapter does, be them literacy or helping, you know, homeless people or any kind of community project, get them involved, the new members, right away. Make sure that they know that this is a way of doing something important for their school district and their community, and that's how you get them involved. Now, another way to engage members is to assign them a mentor, somebody to like call them up and say, hey, are you coming to tomorrow's meeting? Do you need a ride? Can we go together? You know, make it sure that these people are not missed at the meetings. Another thing that a new member can do is help with a program. Perhaps this new member has something that they're really good at, cooking, or maybe they know some education strategies or something personal that they would travel that they would like to talk about. Have them, you know, either they can be invited to, at their own comfort level, present a program, or maybe co-present a program, or maybe they can coordinate the refreshments at a program or contribute to refreshments. Find a way in keeping with what the interests and abilities of your new members are to get them involved. Lastly, you're going to want to see if they can get involved in the bigger picture of DKG at the area. Invite them to go to like an area event if your state has areas, or perhaps a state conference or an international convention. Some chapters actually will help fund a new member that to go to some event, or maybe the state organization has some sort of grant for attending an international event. One of the big advantages of DKG is meeting wonderful people from around the world and around your state and other states that there are. And one way of getting them involved is for them to see the bigger picture and actually come to some other events where more than one chapter are there, or state events or international events. And all of these are ways to involve our members, new members and old members, in becoming more active and participating in DKG.
Well, Gina, I've noticed your hand up, so please share your comments.
We gave you, up to now, we gave you a lot of ideas about chapter environment and chapter culture, but you, as a chapter president, have you ever thought about yourself, or have you thought about whether your chapter has a culture? And have you ever found out or talked with your members about the characteristics of this culture? So if not, you should start to find out what should be the characteristic of your special chapter, because the needs are very different from chapter to chapter, and it's very important that you find the right characteristics, the right culture for your chapter. And when you do that, I'm sure you are on a good way.
Thank you, Gita. Very good advice, because certainly your chapter culture helps direct the type of members you want to invite to join. I mean, if you have an overly social chapter culture, and which is fine if that's what your members want, but if you're inviting new members who are more interested in service projects in your community, that's not going to be a good fit if the chapter is purely social. So thanks, Gita, for that reminder. Well, we've been talking about strategies for positive chapter culture and have looked at meetings and communication and engaging members. And I want to conclude this section with nurturing member relationships, which is so important if we want to have members stay with us and for a positive chapter culture. We've talked about a lot of the ideas throughout, and so I'm just going to summarize some of them. And I want to start with something that someone said before about involving members in programs. I know one of the most highly attended meetings in my chapter was when our whole program featured our members. We called it our Talented Sisters, and it was almost like a mini gallery, art gallery, fine arts gallery presentation of what our members did avocationally. And I will tell you, you talk about engagement of members and people feeling comfortable and welcome. That's a great way. So the more you can involve members in chapter programs or in any of the activities, the better you are or the better you have at making that member feel very, very welcome. If you can take a few moments at each meeting just to have some fellowship time for people to get together and talk with one another. And many chapters find that a member start arriving 20, 30 minutes before the start of the meeting if they can. And that's a good time just to have them talk among themselves. Good, some fellowship time. Certainly having icebreakers at your meeting. And Patty talked about having any of the different colored things she could bring to help make people move around and get to know each other. Daphne talked about attending area or regional or international events together. Once people step outside of the chapter and engage with others, boy, they can come back and they have a whole host of other things to talk about within the chapter. Karen had talked about reaching out to those not attending meetings, making sure that we keep in touch so that they still feel a part of the chapter. The worst thing that we could do is have a meeting and nobody, and people that didn't attend haven't heard a word about what went on at that meeting. You know, just sharing some highlights with them to make them feel still a part of what's going on. Providing extra support for the new members or our reinstated or transfer members, making sure that they know what's going on, what time things are happening, see any questions that they may have to make them feel a little more comfortable. Mentors, having mentors, particularly for new members, some chapters call them buddies, just having a person that they can connect with, call if they have a question, and that person then stays in touch with them at or in between meetings. I think Karen also talked about varying your meeting times, but also how about varying how you deliver your meetings? You know, offering Zoom. You know, many people have hybrid meetings. I know there are chapters in California that only meet virtually because that's what fits them. So I think it's important, particularly for the chapter leader, to get a finger on the pulse of the needs of people in the chapter, whether it's for times of meeting, days of meeting, or how to meet. Think about providing transportation for individuals, particularly if you have evening meetings. There are many people who do not like to drive at night. So having transportation. My chapter a few years ago got some members from a chapter that disbanded. And most of these members live about 30 miles from Bedford County. And so we have what we call the Johnstown Express. And we have a core of members who have volunteered that they will go to Johnstown and pick these members up for meetings, and other members who will take them home after meetings, because many of these members are older and do not like to drive at all. So anything that we can do to keep members engaged helps nurture their feelings, positive feelings about the chapter. And for our younger members with children, I know many chapters provide babysitting options. And whether it's local Girl Scout troops who come in and provide that, or older children of the members themselves come in and provide that. But anything that we can do truly that makes individuals feel a part of and feel very comfortable with the chapter and with DKG. So I want to thank you on behalf of the committee. Well, first, let me see, committee members, anything else you want to add before we close this? So I want to thank our committee members for sharing information on chapter environment and culture. And I want to thank all of you for listening. And please remember, chapter environment is the one factor, as Patty said, over which we have control and about which we can do something. And today you've heard a lot of suggestions for environmental factors and strategies for positive chapter environment and culture. And we hope that some of those will help as you move along in trying to make sure that your chapter environment and culture is a positive one that attracts and retains members. So thank you all for coming, and watch for another podcast coming from this committee in the near future.